like 30-second hot farts. And I was like kind of surprised. I'm like, how does this not smell? But it was all trapped under the blanket.
Oh.
And the whole thing is I was like telling my daughter, like, dude, like, don't smell your ass. That's crazy. I couldn't help it. I was like, does it smell? And I started for real sipping, dude. I'd be like, and I'd take a little smell. And I was like, dude, that is
you gave yourself a Dutch oven?
Kind of, well, I was just letting a little bit out to test the waters just to see if it smelled. And it did. I caught the whiff and I was like, it was almost so, it was like so heady that I was like, this is like intoxicating. It was crazy. And then finally I'm letting it out more and more. Cause I'm like, I got to get it out from under this blanket. So I started letting it out. And finally, like I got up fully to go to the bathroom, take a pee. And as I started to get out of bed, my wife woke up out of like,
I knew you were going to say sleep. She woke up.
Deep sleep. Dude, out of deep sleep. It was so bad. She popped up and was like, what the fuck? And she like, oh, she never says like bro or dude, but she was so tired. She's like, what the fuck, bro? Bro. Oh my God, what the fuck? And she, she was like mad, like literally being like, fuck you. And she was mad at me. And then she passed back out. And she, I've never checked. She doesn't know this happened.
Really? She doesn't remember it?
Totally MIB flag. Dude, the fart knocked her back out. She passed back out. And like, it's been 2 days and I have yet to bring it up, but she hasn't said anything.
Dude, you hit her with the bro
spirit. I got
spirit.
Away with an absolute murder.
Yeah,
the bro getting like a fuck you bro out of my wife was like, what the fuck? Like, Jesus Christ.
You hit her with the Holy Ghost, dude.
I would come to a thing, get stopped, there'd be cops there, I'd go back around, more traffic. I did this forever. My wife's calling me. She's like, fine, I'll take the dogs myself. I'm like, don't take the fucking dogs. I'll get the dogs. Actually, fuck it. I'll cancel the appointment. We're going back and forth. And she hung up without saying goodbye. And dude, I punched my phone's on this little thing. I fucking just punched my phone and then threw it. And I hit my phone so hard that it dialed 911 thinking I'd been in a car crash. I didn't know phones could do that, by the way. I fucking rocked my phone. It was like a double punch slam Matt's against dead. The door. Fucking slam my phone.
The Ring had to be pissed.
She claims she hung up on accident, by the way. I know better.
No, but yeah, yeah.
Oh, I didn't mean that. Dude. I didn't know you were still talking. We'll just let that one live. But dude, the point is, I hit my phone so hard. I didn't spaz like this in a while. It was a full fucking spaz, like a retro spaz. And dude, so then my phone, I threw it. I couldn't find it. I'm still trying to drive and there's cops directing stuff. So my phone's against the side of my thing, hooked up to my car phone. So it's like 911. I was like, ugh! And I have to like pull over and grab my phone and I hang up. And they call me back, like, what's your emergency? I was like, bro, I spazzed my wife and punched my phone. Dude, he just laughed. He was like, it's all good, bro. You're good. I was like, dude, apparently if you throw your phone really hard, it calls 911. One time, like, Brittany was breathing heavy. I'm like, what's up with you? And she went, blah, 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 and named, like, 14 things in 10 seconds. And I was like, oh, wow. What the fuck?
God damn.
I was like, you're running, like, 6 fucking worries at once.
Yeah.
I'll get home and just be like, I was a fucking idiot tonight. And then she's all one track. She was like doom, 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 past, present, future, 3 different people. And it was just like, what the fuck? I was like, whoa, 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 just stop.
Yeah.
Okay, just lay down. Although I'll say the ultimate cure, especially for the babes, like, you know, when you talk and talk and they're like, I don't want to solve my problem. You just got to grab them. And just, you have to just squeeze them.
Yeah.
You just literally need to squeeze babes and be like, just shush. It works. You can talk all you want. They just need to be squeezed and hugged.
And then no matter like that point.
And you rub their bellies.
You got to squeeze them. And then you squeeze them and you go, ooh, this feels good. Maybe I should touch you.
Parlay that in. Yeah, I've been much more forceful. I was talking about it with Lamera.
Sexually?
Yeah.
So, sir.
Talk about sir again.
So, my wife.
She almost got tricked, dude.
She was fully in it. It was my... So her friend, I'm friends with her as well. She's from Jamaica. So her and like her sisters and cousins, like friends from Jamaica had caught on to this guy who was a Jamaican like fitness guy.
Yeah.
Like a fitness guru from Jamaica. So he had like this meal program. You would follow it. You'd work out. You'd send him your stuff. It's pretty normal. Like online personal training stuff. But the guy demanded that... it was all women too. Yeah. So he had this little like... it was like this like little like WhatsApp of just him and a bunch of women who would all have to call him sir and then like tell them what they ate today. And he would be real nasty, send all these before and after pics, all this stuff.
Yeah, this guy was...
It was crazy. Sir. And then he would just be like little motivation. He would just send a jacked picture with his shirt off. It was the funniest fucking thing. So Brittany's friend is like, I'm going to do this, but I'm going to do a fitness thing. I'm like, yeah, go ahead. And I'm like, looking at the thread, I'm like, what the fuck is this? She goes, well, he wants us to call him sir. And I was like, what?
You are not calling, you can't call him sir.
Dude, so right away, I was like, this is ridiculous. And it was for real. Like, he would, if anyone said, like, well, I don't know, he would make a public display of them and be like, I don't need back. This is what you don't do. And it was like a high control environment where, like, you, like, calories, anything you ate, you had to take a picture and send it. It was a fucking, like, cult.
Did he ever meet the ladies?
No, that was the thing when he was in Jamaica.
Yeah.
So I think he did meet some of them.
Didn't he like, had, wasn't there like part, like the final step is you have to fly down to them?
No, there was, what was it? There was something. I remember she was going to Jamaica at one point. I don't know if it was before or after. And I was like, dude, I swear to God, I'm going to kill you if you're down here with fucking the guy.
If you're down there with sir.
But no, it wasn't that. But I think there was, I mean, dude, it was just ladies sending pictures of women in their underwear.
Yeah.
And he was definitely meeting up with some of them who lived down there. That was my one saving grace. I'm like, thank fucking God.
Yeah, thankfully an ocean separating us.
Yes. The ocean.
Because sir is...
Sir was a menace.
That's
dude.
A formidable opponent.
Dude. Sir was a fucking menace, but yeah, no, I remember finally I was like, bro, for real, like this is fucked up. You can get another version of this.
Yeah.
That's not like a psycho.
Painting on accident. Yeah. So she's just trying to fucking burn the libraries and the museums. And I was like, oh, so this was the one you accidentally destroyed as you're putting together an end table? How did it wind up exactly where you were building the end table? And she's like, well, it shouldn't have been on the ground.
Ooh.
Oh, yes. It shouldn't have been on the ground. You should have moved it if you cared.
Can I ask you a question? Does she have any of her crap on the ground? And by chance, do you ever tell her to pick that up? And does she spaz if you do?
Oh, yeah.
Just curious.
Just a question.
How long has this Sephora bag been on the stairs, honey?
It's actually a tripping hazard, by the way. This is a fucking tripping hazard.
Oh, yeah, I love logic. Try to get reasonable with them. That's the last message of a desperate man.
The points of egress are blocked. You're careless.
You have an OSHA sign.
Yeah.
It is pathetic, man, when you start to be like, I got to win this argument. And you're like, this is a fire hazard. Right?
You're trying to kill us all.
You want us to die, don't you? Was,
yeah,
you want me dead. Like, women, they could get away with it so easy, but, like, if you try to lie to a woman, it's like, they're going to find out.
Yeah,
they can just look at you and be like, you motherfucker.
Yeah.
They can tell.
You piece of shit.
And they're good. Like, dude, they'll like, I didn't realize, like, they'll, even on Instagram, like, they'll kind of look at your who's liking what of your things, looking at their profile.
I don't even know how to do that on her. Like, I have no idea even access that information on Instagram. And that's a good point. She'll know, like, followers who like something from weeks and weeks ago and then has their whole profile locked and loaded.
Yeah, dude.
And it's like, oh, did, you know, Stephanie go to your show? Yeah, I'm like, what? Who is that? They're like, oh, well, she has an interest in Austin, Texas. I've seen from her interests on, you know, on her LinkedIn that I've tracked. So, hypothetically, it makes sense if she came to your show.
Yeah,
I'm like, sure. I don't even know who she's talking about.
You see the person, like, damn, she's smoking.
Yeah, fuck, dude. This girl's awesome. I saw her pussy in the gym.
Thank you for bringing her to my attention.
I know. Well, that's the other problem. It's like that. That's how they go overboard. It's like you'll bring up all these girls that I genuinely have no idea who they're talking about. And then she'd be like, how about, you know, was this girl at your show? And then she'll send a screenshot. I'm like, no. But then I'll have fucking Steve be like, can you DM this one and give her tickets?
Jerk off this big
mattress that was like my bed, like in the corner. Like I had like a comforter and shit on this thing after I cleaned it all out.
Easy sitting over there going.
And I had a yoga ball for my computer where I would fucking sit there, do blow, jerk off, all that kind of stuff. You know, the norm.
Yeah.
And I had this hooker over there one night and fucking, I was smoking. We're watching porn, obviously, and all that kind of stuff.
Obviously, that's what you do when you get a hooker.
And I was smoking a cigarette and I was naked and I was probably covered in like olive oil or Vaseline or something. Completely naked.
Yeah. You're ready for sex.
She brings the heat.
Does she really?
Oh, she'll come down and bring the heat on him. And he's just like, Jesus Christ.
You got to start getting them like date night.
Every once in a while, he's like, shoot me in the fucking head. Huh? It's pretty good.
You gotta start getting them like date nights. Sign them up for like.
Well, that's the thing. He won't do anything with her.
That's what I'm saying. You gotta sign them up.
Which, you know, they're fucking 65. Date nights are, it's over. 2 years into a relationship, I'm done with dates. I'm going into full wedge on the fucking recliner, getting yelled at, just like, whatever, bitch. I don't know what her problem is. Oh. We're going to Notre Dame. I'm wedging on the couch. I'm blacking out.
Oh, my God.
It's a killer tradition to simply, you just have to lock down a woman and then totally ignore them.
Fully tap decades. Out of the relationship.
Yeah,
mentally.
Fully tap out. Just check out, sit there, watch sports. Anytime they're like, do you want to hang out? You're like, oh my God, again with the nagging. Yeah.
Oh my God.
It was good though. I mean, it was so fucking funny. Because then, all right, this is me to my mom. My mom's a sweet lady. I love my mom. She's sweetest. Great. She's so funny. She's very nice. But she fights with a lot of us. She's not – everybody in my family is argumentative. Chris threw that in my face once. Seriously. You remember that? Yeah, you threw that down my gullet? You scum?
That cost me. That
you
cost
attacked
me
your family?
Really. He is in front of women. We had two girls. We were hanging out with – we had very nice women.
You talking about the honor of your sister?
Talk about swallowing punches. I was swallowing punches.
Oh, you guys were hanging out with – I thought you were talking about you hanging out with your sisters. You guys were hanging out with partners.
We were hanging out with sexual partners that we had met in a casino.
And he attacked your sister.
And I – so Chris and his sexual partner started fooling around a little bit. And I said, what the hell is going on over there? Just to fuck with him. And he spazzed. It was like, your whole family's a piece of shit. And I was like, oh my God, Chris.
It's just funny thinking about how drunk you were at this point. Just being like, oh.
No, I wasn't Shane's, that bad. Shane's I had my wits about me. Sorry. He may not have.
Shane's strategy for flirting is annihilating the man standing next to him.
It's a good move to flirt, dude. Let him know you're an alpha. You destroy whoever you're around. Like, look how fucking shitty that guy is.
30 minutes ago, we were friends.
He's turned on you.
Yeah.
No, Snooze got around, and Chris gets very, my precious. Oh, you ever see, you talk about it. You ever see a little dog, the little dog with the sock?
You're going to accuse
little
me.
Little dog with the sock?
Excuse me. You're going to accuse me.
B-Dub's counsel. You need the B-Dub's counsel to be like, bro, dude, stop being gay. Fucking go do it.
You are 1,000% right about that. You need the B-Dub's counsel.
Yes.
For sure.
And I do pity those without the B-Dub's counsel.
It's true, man. You need the B-Dub's. Otherwise, you can get sucked into the absolute labyrinth that is your wife's brain. Because they are world builders, dude. They can create just the wildest world. And you would need the B-Dub's counsel to be like,
yeah, you're not in that world.
Because you get lost.
She's making the world up.
You will get lost in her world, dude. You will get lost.
God damn.
Without the B-Dub's counsel.
Going to your lady's house. Just dreaming about being at the B-Dub's counsel instead. Can't wait to get out of here to go straight to the Dubs, dude.
The garlic parm.
The garlic parm. Ooh-wee. Man, that was a major issue in a previous relationship of going.
The B-Dubs Council?
No, going to her family's house for like holidays and shit.
Yeah.
Actually, it's been almost every relationship, but there was one particular one, an old one that was, I couldn't do it. It was just women. There was literally zero B-Dubs counsel within the family house.
Bro, you need that. I'm telling you, that is a real thing.
It's
They
would sit and just talk about stuff.
Yeah.
They would talk about, they're like, oh, at Macy's, they have a sale on these. And then the other girl would go, oh, I need to get down there. At Boscov's, they're selling these blenders for 30% off.
Dude, it's insane.
Go, these are really good blenders.
They're birds. They're birds grabbing twigs for their nest. It's insane. I'm telling you, if you don't have... They you can be the hardest strain of feminism, whatever, but I'm not being mean. I'm not trying to own babes, but it's like, if there's not a dude around for years, it's, you need it. Yeah. Otherwise, lady, the chicks go crazy, dude.
You need someone talking football in World War II.
You'd absolutely need that. A guy going, what are you worried about? Yeah, that's not real. And they go, oh, okay. Thank you. Because they will spin themselves out into oblivion. Chicks can hold, I think, like 6 thoughts in their head at once. It's a fucking curse. I swear to God, running. They're running on just like, it's insane.
The Hydra is in there just like, yeah, she called you fat. The blender is good. Nah.
I caught a glimpse.
I don't see you act very reactive.
Yeah, there's...
I'm not in your
house.
There's
one person who's really getting go.
I don't know what your home life's like, but...
It's pretty good. No, for real, it is chill. It's chill, but I'm trying to, you know...
You talk about it a lot. It sounds like... Yeah, it's good. It's good.
No, I battle my wife all the time. Yes. Talk, I'm very public about it. Me and my wife battle constantly.
People need that. All right, little TV.
Mm-hmm.
there's a lady around, and I was watching a girl show, her and a friend, and we were watching RuPaul's Drag Race.
Yeah.
I'd had a couple of brewskis. I think it was after, might have been the 4th of July.
Was after the 4th?
Yeah, I was, yeah. I was
fired. You're patriotic,
up.
Yeah.
I was patriotic as fuck. We were watching RuPaul's Drag Race, and they were laughing, and I was like, all right, so you guys are laughing at them also. Mm-hmm. Like, this is silly. And they're like, no, we're laughing because you don't, you, we're laughing at you watching it. And I was like, that's not true. You laughed at that guy. The, and then it devolved into a, like me being like, you're laughing at them. Admit you're laughing at them because it is weird. I'm going to bed. I went to bed. Came, I had to apologize.
He just came out in a dress like, is this funny?
It is funny. That's the whole point of the show.
Yeah,
it is funny.
They're sassy. I think the sass is like the sass factor.
Yeah, they're
factor.
Being funny. Yeah. They're funny.
Yeah.
But also, like, every once in a while, I'll cut to a guy with, like, a blonde, like, a yellow bowl cut and yellow eyebrows, like, and I'm going to win the next competition, girl. And everyone laughs because that's funny.
I'm not so they were claiming that all the funniness was on you watching.
They were
it.
Saying that I was a bigot the entire time, and that's why it was funny to watch. And I was like, no, but they are funny, and I watch you laugh at them.
Yeah.
They're funny.
They are.
And anyway, it, yeah, I couldn't
they're
get over
literally,
it.
They're silly. They are silly.
They're being silly.
They're being very silly.
They're being the most silly.
Possible.
Possibly too silly.
Here with the Pupperinos.
It's fucking nuts, yeah. It's only happened fucking 3 times. I wake up.
3 times?
Yes.
It's only happened 3 times that I've strangled my girlfriend.
Yeah, it's fucking crazy. Like, I have a dream that I'm fighting someone, and the one time, like, I just had a full-blown headlock. Like, I was like, oh, shit, my bad. You saw half of what I saw, you'd understand.
I think we talked about it. One time I had hopped in bed with my ex-girlfriend. I was like, fucking move over. And I shoved her. She was drunk and asleep, and I pushed her, and she was like, ow. And I was like, oh, shit, my bad.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. See, he goes crazy.
Yes, yes.
Spousal abuse is
Matt,
fun.
What time's your big show?
I think probably like 7:30. I'm on the West Coast right now, so I got time. I got TM.
You got 3 hours. What the hell are you gonna do in the meantime?
Probably nap, honestly, dude. I'll probably get some more.
definitely jack it off in that hotel, bro.
Bro, I
yeah, live. Go on Instagram live.
My
aura. Show.
Dude, I'll go on IG show. Live, bro. I'll nap on IG live.
Nap on IG live and show dude, us. I'll do it.
Bro, I'm telling you, I think I might have ever since I talked to the penis guy. I've fapped once. Since that episode, no lie,
bro, it comes for you in the fucking hotel room.
The hotel room, well, after the show, especially because you're all ramped up, and it's the only thing, dude. It's the only thing that can put you down.
The so rings are on the it. Other you're hand, right?
Yeah,
the rings He's are on the other
left hand, baby. It's my tongue ring, right. baby.
So you're saving that. You're saving that for after the show. It's a little more.
I'm gonna do my best, but I'm telling you, man, I've not been. I haven't been fapping.
You're gonna reward
bro.
Yourself like, after a good show.
We'll see, man. I mean, I don't
Treat
know.
Treat yourself right. Especially now that you're jacked. That's going to be a fucking intense beat off.
Dude, that's going to be so crazy. So you're doing like jack stand-up?
I'm doing jack stand-up, dude. I got a couch. I got a couch in the room, not bragging. I got a fucking couch
that's
in
a
here.
A couch, bro.
So what?
That's what they are.
Is that for holding the can? That's for holding the can?
That's for the fucking husband.
Bill's his ass with cucking, dude.
The cuck couch. I swear to God. Fuck's the point of that?
It's a, I don't know, just in case I want to watch TV on the couch. Instead, you know, instead of a, you don't want to lay down in bed and watch TV. You want to sit up.
Oh, fuck, a burnt ham sandwich.
Fucking,
I might slide between the cushions. I might slide between the cushions and I treat myself.
You should take a little test drive in honor of the VP.
Why ain't it?
True.
You can go, this guy's giving us some decent ideas. This is good. I like what's on his agenda.
What?
Step one, introducing latex glove with petroleum jelly and a fucking couch. This guy's got some ideas. Let's get him in the White House.
A little cussy.
Did you ever read his book, Hillbilly Elegy?
No.
No.
The libs hate it, dude, because he like, it's
Why
like
your
to pull yourself
so
up.
Bad, bro?
I don't know. I think it's just probably the lighting in here. My lips are just probably rosy. I don't know.
I don't know, bro. That's a side effect from tea.
It's not tea. I'm not breaking out. I'm not taking tea. I'm gonna smash the glass on that probably years from now. Right now, bro, I'm not. I don't need
the
tea.
Greatest era of podcasting of all time, dude. You guys are all doing it.
I'm not doing tea.
Hearings with you guys on. Shane, who?
I'll never.
I would. I'd be curious what my T levels are, though. I don't know. I go back and forth between like.
Starts. Yeah, this is how it starts. Once you,
I'm not
curious.
On T. I'm not worried.
I'm just gonna find out.
Once you take the
I'm
test.
Not worried. I'm not worried about my T, dude. I'm happy with everything, dude. I don't want to go on that stuff. I can't even drink coffee, dude. I'm not gonna be able to take testosterone.
This is what Lance Armstrong said too.
What did he say? I didn't drink coffee.
What I need, dude, this stuff.
Lance Armstrong's a psycho, bro. He's did you watch that fucking 30 for 30 thing?
Yeah, he kind of fucking rules.
Yeah, Chad Mountain rules.
He rules.
Chad Mountain, yeah.
I don't know Chad Mountain. Oh, yeah, I know Chad Mountain. I know him personally.
Do you really?
Yes.
Holy fuck, that's the greatest name ever.
Yeah.
Wait, Chad, so it's Lance Mountain, Armstrong and Chad Mountain are boys?
Yeah. They're boys. Yeah. Lance was a maniac.
Chad was at, were you at the Netflix Tires thing we did?
Yeah.
Chad was with us.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Chad Mountain.
Chad Mountain's a bro.
I would have liked the heads up. I was in the presence of Chad Mountain.
Think your car's okay?
No, I guarantee my car is fucked.
Dude, look how small they are. Hopefully the camera picks this up.
Damn.
And girl.
Boys. Boy and girl.
And girl. All right, see ya.
Don't. Let's go on that pee pit.
Ooh, straight to the pad.
Yeah, well treated.
You better treat them.
You better reward them. Oh,
pee pad.
Why is he fucking reeks. Scared? Fucking oh, he's scared pet. Of the cord.
No, it's a fucking bottle cap.
Well, that should probably. That's probably.
Yeah.
Just watching dogs.
Never mind.
Is all he right. peeing off the pad?
Edit that out. What's that?
What?
Yeah, the other dog is.
Oh, good job, Stevie.
Yeah, that's a piss, dude. Look at that.
Did he pee off
that's
the pad?
That's a hedgehog, bro.
No pee.
That's good. That's good. That's good. Yeah, Eddie, you don't want that shit on your dogs, bro. You don't want to have them peeing on camera like that.
Well
off the
trained.
Pad.
Does Reggie do the leg up?
No. Doesn't lift his leg, thank God.
It takes him a while to do that. He's not going to do that for
there you
a
go,
little
dude.
Bit.
Don't get a deuce in right now, though.
Yeah, he's taking a shit?
Stevie's a fecal freak. Wow. She'll get the deuce.
Reggie's thinking about something.
Reggie. Don't, thinking. Nah, you're just pissing.
You better treat them. You better treat them immediately.
They got
they do it all better. They have a bath every week. Reggie, come on.
You can have piss dogs that are loud.
I give them a bath constantly. Stop putting that on my dog. Reggie, don't.
God. I'm telling you right now, this is going to be. These dogs are going to harsh the vibe.
See? Is he a pee on him or what?
He's got a nice penis.
huge pubes. Just one long fucking hair.
You gotta shave his bush so it looks bigger.
What's with that one long hair thing?
It's just a long ass hair on his dick. I don't want to.
That's on his dick. Just fucking cut it, dude.
I don't want to fuck with his dick.
But no, they don't. Just the hair part.
I got cert, bro. I'm not trying to do that to my boy. Whatever.
Yeah, leave his hair part.
Just let him do it.
Is it at the biggest there you go, dude. What the hell? Yeah.
Did we talk about the Shaytards last time?
What's the Shaytards?
What's that?
I didn't talk about so it'd be like
Gillette.
Beautiful dogs presented by fucking dude wipes. No.
Manscaped.
See, I'd do like native ads with your jokes.
You start doing
jokes about products.
You start doing stand up like UFC fighters. Just everything all over your shirt.
Yeah.
To hide.
I should go out shirtless just in fucking tight. I mean, nuts.
Yeah, they're
just in a UFC outfit, tiny penis sticking out, no cup. Just did a little nub sticking out. UFC, yeah.
Do that? I don't know.
Dude, if they didn't, dude, you'd see it.
I don't know.
See a knuckle during a fight?
Yeah, it's a small
you know, tinier small penis time, during true. A fight?
Yeah, that is really fucking small, bro. Especially if you're clinched up like that, then it kind of sucks in
and
on
you
itself.
Sit for too long, your dick's a nub.
Yeah. It's mine's inverted right now.
It's part of your fat bussy. Yeah.
It's part, literally, my bussy is hanging over my penis.
Feels like a clit.
Well, now I'm thinking about it.
I play Super Mario right now on a Super Nintendo cross legged like an autistic kid until my back hurts. And then I get up and my dick's like inside my.
Are you on the carpet?
No, I'm on a bed.
Right. Damn, I wish you were on the carpet.
Nah, I can't do that.
I wish you were fucking hit the mom Donnie, dude.
Chill, dude. Could get my dad pissed off talking about that.
True.
Fucking mom Donnie. I was like, dude, he's not your mayor.
I didn't know the mayor of York had a giant house like that.
Yeah, that was crazy.
I didn't know the guys who bombed it had
that
a
was
giant
a cool
house
thing.
Like that.
What are we talking about?
You said real?
I was afraid to get into politics, but let's fuck it. I brought it up. Let's do it.
You said that shit where they turn it into anime?
I regret saying I.
It was like the liberal.
The Scientologist or the Christ?
It's like a real.
The Christ thing.
Well, you shouldn't have said that.
Well, but.
That's fine.
Yeah, good, good.
I'm glad that weighed on your soul.
It did weigh on my soul, but not for the reason that you want it to weigh. I mean, it was just, you know. Go ahead.
Talking about killing Christ.
No, I was just saying.
Cindy,
that's probably the worst thing.
You said earlier in the podcast, he said, I understand why we killed Jesus.
No, I said, I understand. I said, if you can
always. Oh, he's right. He hates Mom Donnie.
Oh yeah.
Well. Oh yeah. Kirby's Kirby's fucking Republican.
We're not. Hold on.
You must. Are you getting messages from headquarters?
Kirby's is a Fox News square dances.
Kirby's is a Fox News. Probably every Jewish final form Fox News. Fox News Republican.
Oh.
Well, it's funny you took that.
Not a fucking woman.
What I was suggesting, was not.
Of course, you don't have to cover it. Yeah, it's fine. Okay. And also, they already clipped it. So.
Oh, great.
Yeah, you're good. They're never gonna. Well, he says he feels bad about when he said it, he understood why they killed Jesus.
Understand why somebody would say we should kill this.
That's okay. Already being a joke world.
I get what you were trying to say. We were just breaking your balls.
Okay.
Oh, ball boss.
Yeah, but they're not gonna put this part in the clip. It's gonna be you doing that.
You just understand the concept of a nuisance.
Yeah.
A social
nuisance. Jesus.
Not to say that Jesus, but my general understanding is that at the time there was also like a lot of messiahs, air quotes. That comes from
this is what they teach you at fucking Hebrew.
Down,
this is old Hebrew school. Yeah. This is Hebrew talk, isn't it?
I dug myself into a deep.
There's only one true God, and they chose you guys as the chosen ones.
I mean,
good Lord. You know what it was? We went to, I'll tell you exactly what has triggered.
What
this.
Did you do on Birthright when you went?
You went? I didn't go, no.
Nice.
That's tough. I mean, okay. Go on.
He could have been swimming in pussy in Tel Aviv.
So,
also homosexual kind
of world. Jewish necklace, I can't
wear. Matters.
We got to chill.
Well, what's that?
Nothing.
Oh, but what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, because we went to this animal expo, and then like I didn't tell you this, but I walked
by. Was
that
you that grabbed the cat?
No. It was just an old guy.
Oh, that's fucking sick.
And some guy was like, oh, there goes that Jewish guy. So that's sort of like in my head.
At you?
Yeah, to his friend.
What?
Yeah, it was just like a thing that.
I don't know, dude. You're like a day walker.
Yeah, you're not really that Jewish.
You don't really like.
Well, I think it's just. From the show or whatever, it is.
My bad.
No, not it's not not your bet. I just
is it?
Then I play that.
No, they went to a cat expo.
We went to a cat.
Yeah, animal expo. That
I went to a fucking video. Cat show. Fuck, dude. I went to judging cats.
Are you serious?
Like they took them out of a They put them on a table.
They do that?
Yeah, you look at the cats. Now this is like
like Blue Russians. This is nice.
It was sick, but this guy was walking by with his Maine Coon who. Apparently he lost because he was fired up, but this dude in the front row.
He goes for it.
He went to pet it.
He grabs his ball, dude.
Holy shit!
The guy's like, you motherfucker,
dude. Show cats. Never thought of that in my entire life. Yeah.
As soon as I heard about it, I was like, we got to get there. Look at this shit, dude.
Holy
big
shit!
Big ass Maine Coons. You gotta get.
How come this isn't on TV like the dog one?
No one cares.
Please. Holy shit, that was great.
Yeah, it was a wonderful experience. I didn't know there was Jewish hate at the cat expo.
Who knows if it was hate? It was just like how
it's everywhere. It's at an all-time
identified.
It's every day anymore.
It doesn't stop.
It doesn't stop.
But then if I'm
there, right. But that Super Bowl ad really actually affected me, and
like
I stopped.
A start.
couple brewskis, I guess. So we go, what'd you say about Jesus?
That is exactly what I was worried about getting.
No, the Mom Dami thing where he got bombed.
Where's Soder?
The kid.
Mom Dami got bombed?
Yes, dude.
What do you mean?
See that? There's these two psychos.
Yeah, but that wasn't at Mom Dami.
That was at his house.
That was at his house.
Oh, they were at. But I thought it was at the protesters at his house.
No,
over the protesters.
Over the protesters.
No, it was over the pro-immigrant protesters at the anti-immigrant protesters.
Oh, I thought it was at his house.
It was in front of his crib.
Sure, but it was at the protesters. It was at the Patriots.
Whatever. But they're making cool anime like fucking reels.
The animes are starting to work.
Yeah, I like it.
But no, the kids who did it, they live in like a 5-bedroom, 4-bath house in Bucks County. It's nice as shit.
Saw that.
Wait,
it was crazy.
What happened?
Their house is crazy.
The guy that threw the bomb.
Yes.
It always is like that.
Yeah. The Luigi guy.
It's never broke guys doing political stuff.
What's obviously, dude. They can't get to New York. You'd have to give them G's.
Saw that. I was like, why aren't these guys at work?
Wait, you thought the Muslim terrorists were throwing that at
his house?
Manzan?
No. Yeah.
Oh, whatever.
No, I think they were throwing it at a
stuff goes in. White nationalist, dude. I make it up.
I don't even know if he's a white nationalist. Yeah, I don't know anything.
Kind of just going with what I'm feeling lately.
I kind of agree with
it. Make shit up.
Yeah, I like it.
Disinfo is kind of.
I just keep telling people I'm going to open the Strait of Hormuz.
Anytime someone's like, they're closing the strait and the oil is going, oh, yeah, I'm going to open it. I'm going over there and I'm opening it. And they go, gas is going to be $130 a barrel. Yeah, no, it's not. Oil's $130 this week. Yeah, no, it's not.
You got to hit your dad with the Trump I did.
$40 now.
Oh, yeah. That's going to be good.
You got to do that.
Oh, nice.
Start making Trump gas I pump. Did
that. They were doing the Biden I did that. Yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean,
dude, my dad was doing it like he was 16 years old a while.
But oh, he was doing it. Yes.